Part 1. Family Ties That Bind and Gag. The American family has always been the nation's most precious asset. Not only the very foundation of society and source of all values, but a cozy refuge from a cold and uncaring world. Or not. For members of many prominent families, home and hearth were pure hell, made miserable by a variety of ghastly relatives. What follows is a look at some of the most dysfunctional families in U.S. history. Chapter 1. Prepare for a shock. Differing political ideologies have caused plenty of generational rifts over the ages, though few as profound as the one that developed between Benjamin Franklin and his only son, William. The founding father proved to be a harsh and vengeful parent. The relationship didn't start out poorly. As a matter of fact, father and son made a pretty good team. William helped his dad with his Poor Richard's Almanac, served by his side defending the Pennsylvania frontier against Indian raids, and acted as his secretary, travel companion, and confidant. Moreover, he was his partner in science, though only in the sense that a drooling dog was partner to Pavlov. As Benjamin Franklin was preparing to conduct his daring experiment to draw lightning from the clouds with a kite and key, he assigned William the job of racing around a cow pasture with the infernal contraption as the heavens flashed and roared. Ben sat in the safety of a shepherd's shed. Few today know William ever existed, let alone that he contributed to his father's work. This obscurity may be due to the fact that Benjamin Franklin excised most references to his son from the final draft of his autobiography. The first draft had in fact been addressed "Dear Son," and contained details of their 25-year relationship as partners and friends. This version was temporarily shelved, however, and by the time the elder Franklin resumed work on it 12 years later, he had come to regard William as a bitter enemy. It all began with the unrest in the colonies over British rule. William Franklin had risen through the ranks to become a royal governor of the New Jersey colony and considered himself a loyal son of the mother country. The idea of revolting against England was abhorrent to him. He believed the fate of the American colonies was intrinsically linked with Britain, and that this unnatural contest, pursued by his father and other American radicals, would result in nothing but a horribly destructive civil war. His stance was rooted not in political expediency or material gain, but in a deep conviction that was shared by numerous Americans, including relatives of John Adams, John Hancock, and George Washington. As the revolutionary zeal increased in America, William remained firm and loyal in his commitment to king and country. The final break between father and son came with the Declaration of Independence, and Governor William Franklin could no longer be tolerated by the new nation. His father arranged for his arrest and imprisonment, and a horrible confinement it was. Removed from his residence in New Jersey, William was taken to Connecticut, where he was eventually housed in a solitary cell with a floor covered in old straw matted from the waste of previous occupants. He was denied writing paper, clean clothes, and bathing or even toilet facilities. Benjamin Franklin absolutely forbade William's son, who was in his care, any contact with his imprisoned father. Urging him to abandon William, Benjamin tempted his grandson with a trip to France, which the boy accepted. "I have rescued a valuable young man from the danger of being a Tory," a satisfied Franklin wrote. During his 3-year confinement, William lost his hair, his teeth, his health, and his wife, who died. When she was on her deathbed, George Washington was moved enough to write Congress advocating William's request for one last meeting with her. "His situation is distressing and must interest all our feelings," Washington wrote. "Humanity and generosity plead powerfully in favor of his application." Ben Franklin did not weigh in with his preference, however, and the request was denied. Franklin, meanwhile, kept the interests of other prisoners close to his heart. Writing at least 13 letters to his friend David Hartley in the British Parliament, he begged him to help